Jesus did and said things that were so out there, so unexpected. As often as you read the gospel accounts of his life, you can never cease to be surprised. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Over the last few days, we've seen how badly the disciples, his inner circle, failed him leading up to the crucifixion. Sure, they were all gung-ho when he was out there healing the sick and walking on water and preaching in power. But when the assassination plot hung thick in the air, when their own lives were under threat, when Jesus was being tried before Pontius Pilate, where were they? In the wind, running to hide. Peter had promised that he'd stand by Jesus to the end, yet it only took a young girl by the fire to have him deny Jesus three times. But full well knowing how they'd fail him, to these fair-weather friends, to this bunch of no-hopers, he said this, John chapter 14, verse 12, "I can assure you that whoever believes in me will do the same things I've done, and they'll do even greater things than I've done, because I am going to the Father." He looked straight past their sin. To him, their failure was a given. Yet still, Jesus had a plan to set them right before God by paying for their sins on that cross, a plan to bless them in ways they couldn't begin to imagine, a plan to work so powerfully through them that their lives would impact billions over two millennia and beyond. Their failure is our failure. Their sin is our sin. We're no different. So when you look in the mirror, and all you can see is your sin, remember this: Jesus has a plan. The good news is coming. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And when it comes to your sin, remember the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.